Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dan Price, and I'm going to share my thoughts on both sadness and hope. I've attended two funerals the past week, the first for the wife of a former associate who had lived well and long, the second for a colleague and friend in ministry. Father Eric Fried, whom I had the opportunity to work with on several occasions, most recently the Thanksgiving Sing held at St. Bernard's Church. In light of recent events, it is hard to forget that evening just less than 2 months ago when Father Eric and his parish hosted about a dozen church choirs with such dignity and joy. Funerals are normally sad. As you might expect, there was a deep sense of sadness at the funeral of Father Eric due to the sudden and violent circumstances surrounding his death and the love he had shown many in our community. Love suffers long. I think many were crying and many more weeping underneath their stoic resolve. Perhaps some, like me, held tears back as best we could because the emotional waters would have created a flood should the dam begin to burst. There is a powerful solidarity of sadness forged at most funerals because death aligns the emotions like nothing else, except perhaps for hope, which leads to my next observation. Overwhelming sadness was not the only emotion present at Father Eric's funeral. There were also many bright candles of hope. Hope was kindled when about 1,000, I guess mostly Christian, gathered in the church to remember Father Eric and his ministry. Hope was kindled when the bishop mentioned Father Eric's baptism into Christ, reminding us he died with Christ and waits to rise with him. Hope was kindled when the scriptures were read. I was encouraged by the readings from Romans chapter 8 and Luke chapter 24. The bishop preached from the latter passage, reminding us that therein some of the disciples poured out their grief on the Emmaus Road, ironically, to a risen Jesus, the very man whose death they were grieving. The Lord asked them what they were discussing. The first answer was not with words, but in their posture and countenance. Luke says they stood still, looking sad. Those disciples continued grieving because they were unable to recognize the risen Jesus. Grief will do that to you. A heavy heart can dull the senses, fog the mind, and make you feel like standing still is heavy exercise. Their forlorn condition continued until they sat at the table and broke bread together. Then Luke tells us their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus. Suddenly the gloom of death lifted. Bishop Vasa summarized the message from Luke 24 with this alliteration, "Remember, rejoice, return." The disciples remembered what the prophets had written and Jesus himself had taught, so they rejoiced at having seen the risen Lord, and finally they returned. Returned to Jerusalem, no longer fleeing in fear, they went back to the place where Jesus had been killed with uplifted hearts. So were our hearts lifted last Monday at Father Eric's funeral, even under the veil of tears. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.